Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On October 14th, 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis begins, bringing the US and the Soviet Union to the brink of a nuclear conflict. Photos taken by a U-2 spy plane offered evidence that Soviet-made missiles were stationed 90 miles off the US coastline.
What am I seeing in these spy photos, Secretary of Defense?
Well, it seems very strange, like my middle name.
I'd agree that this is very strange. Maybe you could elaborate some.
Well, it looks like a growth of bacteria on the photographic plates.
That's disgusting. Did you wash your hands after using the bathroom?
That's irrelevant. We'll have to bomb.
Normally I would be eager to point out that you should always wash your hands after using the bathroom, but I do love bombing things. I say we go for it.
Bombs away.
And they would have, in fact, bombed Cuba had they not both gotten sick and died because they hadn't washed their hands after going to the bathroom. This is This Day in History. Morning, President John F. Kennedy. WHRW Binghamton.